epiphany. They have had an epiphany. A sudden moment of revelation, insight into a certain truth, a fuller and more meaningful understanding. Epiphany means manifestation or revelation. For us, it means that God's love for the whole world is now revealed in His Son, Jesus. Today, we see God reveal His love for the Gentiles, the non-Jews, by drawing in the Magi from the distant east. They follow the star to the place where Jesus is born. Their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh fulfill prophecy. They point to the child as the promised Messiah, the prophet, the priest, the king, the Messiah who will give His life for the world. The Magi seek the light of Christ, and then they radiate the light of Christ for the world. They arise. They shine. For their light has come. As a child, I remember going to football games at night. I was captivated more by the thousands of insects flying up to the beaming lights than what was going on the field. There was a steady stream of creatures coming in from the east, from the west, from the north and the south, all drawn to the brightness. And that's what the Magi represent. The world and all of its creatures, the nations from all corners of the globe who are mesmerized and captivated by the light of Christ. They're drawn in by His beauty, His promise, and the love of God so powerfully revealed. The Magi are our forerunners. They are our example. They have a curiosity that's insatiable for the light. They are drawn by His beauty. They are seekers. They want to find more and more brightness and truth in this oftentimes dark and confusing world that we live in. They have courage to set out and leave the comfort of their country and the familiar to go on a long journey, a spiritual journey, where they will be sojourners in a foreign land. Arise. Shine, for your light has come. They hear God's call. They do not rest on their laurels, but they get up to the dawn of a new day and experience the joy of discovery. They radiate a hunger and thirst for righteousness and truth. And so they begin a spiritual journey. They continue a spiritual journey with God. I believe that this reveals why we can be so ineffective in the kingdom. When we become complacent in our faith, we do not want, we may not feel the need to grow. It's a blessing to be born in a Christian home and to be baptized as an infant, but we still need to cultivate a curiosity about the world and the God who made it. We're all seekers. We may need to navigate through that generation after generation of religious practice that we have inherited, or we may need to find a way through the maze of competing world religions and world views, or perhaps both. But none of us is born mature in Christ. Even Jesus himself grew in wisdom and stature before God and people. The Magi want to grow. They're teachable. They want to learn and discover Christ and what he means for them and their life's journey. Mary and Joseph, too, are seekers and sojourners, welcoming these strangers into their home. Their hospitality is handsomely rewarded. Imagine the blessings that they would have denied themselves if they were not open or did not see the value or the dignity of foreigners. All of this could have been killed and cut off by pride. Pernicious pride. The pride of the wise men who may have thought they were wise enough. Or the pride of Joseph and Mary that they were from the house of David, the greatest tribe and people, the tribe of Judah. Not some remote Gentile tribe from the east. And so pride will kill our mission as God's people. For it is arrogance and a lie to think that we are God's people because of who our parents are, our pedigree. And it's a delusion to think that we are believers because of how smart we are. If it were so, I believe that we would never attract people to the light of Christ, the way God has designed. We're all on a journey of discovery. None of us have arrived. Maybe some of us have spotted the Messiah's star earlier than others, but it just means that we get the opportunity and privilege to bring more companions on our journey and our shared adventure. The Epiphany is how great and awesome God is. And it's humbling to realize that we don't deserve his love. We have not merited his forgiveness. It's a gift. It's freely given, just like the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It comes to that little bundle of joy wrapped in swaddling cloth in Bethlehem. And we have the privilege of spending the rest of our lives unwrapping that gift on a lifelong journey of discovery. We have had an epiphany. The love of God has finally been revealed in Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, born into time and in a manger, the light who has overcome the darkness. The Epiphany is a lifelong journey for Jesus. He continues to unfold God's plan for himself and for us. He reveals day by day in his life and hour by hour that God loves the world. He shows his love for us that while we were still sinners, the Messiah died for us. Jesus demonstrates God's mercy by forgiving us all our sins. He manifests God's grace by rising from the dead. He is the epiphany of God's love for us. In Christ, we discover that God is love. And we are blessed with epiphany after epiphany. And so God calls out to us, arise, shine, your light has come. Wake up to the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice, be glad in it. The morning star has risen upon you. Your sins are forgiven. The Lord is with you. His word is living and active. We see the flicker over here of the burning light at the baptismal font. Here God reveals his love, especially for little William. God will reveal William's adoption as a child of God before our very eyes, we will share an epiphany through the water, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. We will share an epiphany through the bread and the wine. Here God reveals His love, His forgiveness, and our ongoing nurture of our faith through the body and blood of Christ, given and shed for you and for me. We share a journey of discovery, being sent out into the world to radiate the light of Christ, to grow in the love of God day by day and hour by hour as we are drawn toward His light. And we get to radiate that love to the world. Arise, shine, for your light has come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.